You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. 4 out of every 10 kindergarten through third grade students here in Idaho show up to school unable to read at grade level. That's one of the reasons why the state is stepping up a multi-year and multi-million dollar effort to improve reading skills. And numerous private businesses are also helping the cause. CapEd Credit Union is tying in reading with a big prize. Todd Christensen with CapEd Credit Union is joining me live in studio to talk about the Read to Rise program. Welcome.
Well, great to be here. Good afternoon.
So tell me what the Read to Rise program is, because this is specifically for elementary school kids.
This is specifically for elementary age students across regions 3 and 4, so the Treasure Valley and the Magic Valley. We're encouraging elementary schools to participate in our reading program. And it's running through the 1st of April. And then the top 5 schools who have the most read minutes based off of their student population actually receive a visit to their school with our hot air balloon, which is called Read to Rise. And then also our reading ambassador puppet, Edward the Bookworm. And so right now we have 40 schools across the regions 3 and 4 participating and just over 300 students. And thus far from middle of December till, well, this morning about 11 o'clock, they have read nearly 160,000 minutes.
Wow.
And it's our objective with our connection that we've had to education for the 82 years that we've been in the Valley, started as the Boise Teachers Federal Credit Union. Today we're known as CapEd, and that is Capital Educators. The education community is extremely important to us. And our board of directors, as well as our foundation, have looked at how can we be a part of strengthening our community. Mm-hmm. And as you articulated at the top of the hour, of the elements of concern around young children being able to read at reading level or grade level, we have developed this program to be able to encourage kids to read, to rise, mm-hmm. that they can raise themselves to wherever they want to go in life as they have those reading proficiencies.
And how long have you been doing the Read to Rise program?
This has been our third year. And the last two, if you will, cycles have actually been done during the summer. And then we recognize the schools at the end of the summer at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic.
Right.
With feedback from the education community and teachers, they said, can we move this to in school where we have an opportunity to influence the young readers and their parents? And so they have that connection. And so we've made an adjustment in this year to move it from summer to now we'll be offering it from the 1st of December to the 1st of April during the winter months, encouraging kids to read and then being able to bring out the hot air balloon to their school at the end of the school year, late April, early May before school releases.
Make a big thing about
it. Make a big balloon come up
yeah.
and really enjoy seeing the young children be excited. We tie in some STEM elements around mm-hmm. it. As we go out to the elementary schools, we'll take the fourth and fifth grade class and have them help us put the hot air balloon away. And our balloon pilots will help us share with the students elements around the physics and the aspects.
Yeah, why a balloon goes up in the air.
How does
right?
a balloon go up in the air? So it's just a great program. Over the last 4 years, we've had a strong partnership where we're the presenting sponsor of the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. And as we've invested in having a hot air balloon and representing CapEd in the community, our board chairman actually asked me in a board meeting, says, this is all great, but how does this tie to our objectives of early learning and childhood literacy? And that's where we've developed this program of Read mm-hmm. to Rise, officially named the balloon Read to Rise. And as I mentioned, we have 40 schools. We started out the first year, we had about 7 schools participate. The last time we had the program or ran the program, we had about 12 mm-hmm. schools. And now we're up to over 40 schools that are participating.
And I saw that you track, like you basically have a tracking app.
We do.
So this is how the kids and the parents can track their minutes and what they're reading.
Exactly. We have created a partnership with Reader Zone that actually is produced here in Boise. A technology company, and parents and students can track their minutes that they are reading right on the app. And that's another interaction for a parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle or educator to interface with that young child. One, to track what they've been reading, to encourage them to read, and then hopefully be able to receive a great prize, hot air balloon and Edward the Bookworm, to their school. And on our website, for those that are interested in seeing who the leaders are, they can go to our caped.com/read, and it will show the top school.
The top five. I saw this
morning. The top five schools. And as we look at it, I enjoy looking at it in the morning and then in the evening, and we actually see in real time.
Oh, really?
It's changing. We're seeing parents and educators and students, young learners, reading. And so right now we have, kind of to share with your listeners, in first place we have Taft Elementary here in Boise. Then we have Paramount Elementary, Pepper Ridge Elementary, Melba Elementary, and Hunter Elementary that are current top five schools.
And can any school participate this if they're in those two regions that
Correct.
You talked about?
Correct. For this, at this point, there may be a point that we take it as statewide, but right now it's for regions 3 and 4, which covers all of the Treasure Valley, the greater Caneda area, as well as the Magic Valley area, so Twin Falls and all the schools that are in the Magic Valley area.
What has been the feedback from teachers? Because, you know, it's got to be hard as a teacher. There are so many expectations on teachers. And then when we see our kiddos not being at grade level reading-wise, and we know that third grade is critical when it comes to grade level reading.
Correct.
So what's been the feedback from educators?
We've had, one of the pieces was to move it from summer to school so
right.
that the educators could connect. And then another piece of feedback that they have given to us that we've sought out Reader Zone in finding a better way to track the minutes so it's easier for parents to do that. And that can be either be done on a mobile phone or on the desktop. And where parents may not have those resources, there are schools that are helping track those.
So the kids can use the computers at
exactly,
school and all
exactly.
of that. I'm talking with Todd Christensen with CapEd Credit Union. We're talking about the Read to Rise program, but there's also another really cool program that you do. This has been for high school students for the last 9 years, but this year incorporating middle school students.
We see that middle school students are starting to become more and more engaged in creating video and video content as a means to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our 9th year, but our first year to include middle schools. But this is the CapEd movie trailer contest, where students, in this case middle school and high school students, put together a 2 to 3 minute movie trailer. And then we look at those, we narrow them down to about the top 25, and then we invite videographers and those that are in the filming industry and profession to come with us. We actually go out to Overland Park Theater, actually show their videos on the big screen, and then select the top 15, and then we show the top 15, and then the top 5 receive cash prizes. For our high school students, it's $500, $400, $300, $200, $100. And they also receive a year license in a partnership with Adobe, an Adobe Creative Cloud license for an entire year.
Wow.
So they get the dollars and then also the software support. And it's been incredible to see students create animated videos, to be able to see students have actually created an entire feature-length film and then create their movie trailer and submit that. That was actually our last year's submission that won at the high school level. They created an entire hour and a half, almost 2 hour length, feature length film, and then they submitted their trailer to the contest. So it's just incredible. And again, we're offering that to high school students, and that's available to high school and middle schools across the entire state.
So this is open up to the entire state?
Entire state.
And you have until what, April 1?
So April 1st.
I don't know how long it takes to make a movie trailer, but the kids these days and the things they can do.
And the resources that they have available through their smartphones, the software that's available that's at no cost, as well as the professional resources that are available at the schools. It's incredible to see the talent and the creativity of high school students, and we're looking forward to see that same level of creativity that's available at the middle school. As you mentioned, it is April 1st. We do that so that it's the week after or the week at the end of most of the spring break so they can finish all of their work and their production. But we'll typically receive somewhere between 30 and 35 submissions at the high school level. We don't know how many we're going to get at the middle school, but for those that are out there listening, those, the kids that are in your life and the students, if they're interested in film, if they don't participate and make a submission this year, we still would invite them to come to the premiere that'll be on April 17th. And we hold that over at Overland Park Theater. They are gracious in donating the space to us that evening, and we'll show the middle school and the high school. And we also have professionals who come in and do a short panel discussion on film industry and the professions that are available inside of that creative opportunity.
It has got to be so great to see the faces of those young people when their work is put up on the big screen.
It is. It's incredible to see when the students are there, whether they win or not the contest, it's a reward for them to see it on the large screen. And to we had a submission last year that was in the top 15 but didn't place in the top 5. And during the panel discussion, she stood up and she said, "I understand why I didn't win.
Aww,
I suck."
Aww.
We're like, "Okay, that's all right." And she said, "But I'll be back
next year.
I'll be better next year because now I have an understanding of I can do this and this and I can do this better." So it's just an incredible opportunity for those that are listening who might be interested in this for their kids or for grandkids or the individuals that are in their lives. They can hit caped.com/contest. It shows all the rules. It shows the submission date. It shows how to make the submittal for the movie trailer, and then also really highlights the fact that come out and enjoy seeing the talent of Idaho's youth on April 17th.
That's really cool. I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest, Todd Christensen with CapEd Credit Union. We've been talking about the Read to Rise program, but also the movie trailer contest as well. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure and a great opportunity for CapEd to truly continue to lean into our roots of supporting the education community and the influence it has with the youth in our community.